Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash. Today, and for the remainder of this week, we're talking about shifts that are happening in the hotel industry. Yesterday, we talked about boutique apartment hotels that are starting to emerge as competitors to both Airbnb offerings and traditional hotels. Today, we're talking about the condo hotel model. The condo hotel model is the latest twist on the condominium concept. While not strictly new, this concept has been in existence for a little more than about 20 years. The condo hotel market consists of a very small percentage of the hotel market overall. This model is typically found in very new properties in resort locations. Here's how it works. The hotel developer puts up a new hotel where each hotel room or suite is a separately deeded property. The common areas, the amenities, the restaurants, the conference rooms, and the land remain the property of the condominium corporation. The hotel operator has a contract with the condo corp to operate the hotel, and the revenue from the hotel is split between the individual condo unit owners and the hotel operator. Now, hotels don't operate at 100% occupancy every night of the year, and it wouldn't really be very desirable for me as a hotel room owner to only get paid when my specific room is occupied. So the revenue across all the rooms is pulled together, and condo owners participate in their share of the revenue from all of the rooms, regardless whether their specific room is occupied or not. The operation, the maintenance, or the common elements outside the hotel operation is paid for by the condominium corporation, with the monthly condo fees as the source of funding for the maintenance. As the developer of the hotel is launching the hotel, they sell individual condo units, that is, hotel rooms, to individual investors who want to own an investment property, or perhaps a suite in the hotel. Owners of each suite have the right to stay whenever they want. After all, they do own it. However, if an owner is staying in their own unit, that room is removed from the pool of revenue rooms, and they get zero revenue for those nights that are owner-occupied. Now, I've seen all kinds of models for these types of condo hotels in a variety of different locations around the world. In some cases, the revenue split between the individual owner and the hotel is 50-50. In some cases, it's 60-40. I've even seen splits as high as 80-20 in some low-cost geographies where the cost of labor is very low. The pricing of these units can vary quite widely depending on the amenities at the hotel. Remember, as an owner, you're entitled to a percentage of the nightly rate of the hotel rooms in the rental pool, but you're not entitled to any of the other revenue sources like the food and beverage, room service, conference room rental, entertainment, and so on. The hotel operator gets to keep 100% of that. Question is, are these types of hotels and these types of hotel investments good investments? But before I answer that, you need to decide which perspective you're asking the question from. Are you looking to acquire an individual room from an existing hotel? Or are you looking to be the hotel developer and sell individual rooms as a way of financing the long-term operation of the hotel? What is a fair market price for an investor to pay for a hotel room? And for a developer to sell that same hotel room, what would be a fair market price? Let's imagine that we're talking about a 200-room hotel. You might pay, let's say, $250,000 for that hotel room. Now, you're going to get your calculator out and compute the cost per square foot for that hotel room. That might be, let's say, 300 square feet in size. And you sit down in shock when you calculate that that 300 square foot room is costing approximately $833 per square foot. Clearly, a single hotel room can be built for much less than $833 per square foot. But remember, you're probably paying not just for the hotel room, but for 1/200th of the rest of the hotel as well, all of the amenities, everything that comes with it. So you're not just buying a hotel room, you're buying 1/200th of the entire hotel when you fill out the money for one unit. So in order to determine if this is a good deal, you want to analyze the average daily room rate, multiply it by the occupancy, and then multiply it by the split that you're going to get with the hotel. From that, you want to subtract your monthly condo fees, whatever expenses, the cost of borrowing money, to calculate your rate of return and determine if it's a good deal for you or not. And if this math seems a little daunting to you, send me an email at victor@victorjm.com and just put hotel spreadsheet in the subject line, and I'll send you a simple spreadsheet to analyze deals like this. Now, if you're the hotel developer, it could be a great deal for you. You get to build and operate a hotel while selling the hotel to investors one room at a time. You get to keep a percentage of the operating income and all the food and beverage revenue from the hotel without actually owning the hotel. you get to control the assets of the hotel without actually owning it. You get to benefit from all the residual cash flow from the operations without the liability, again, of owning the individual hotel rooms. The thing to remember about resort properties, though, is that the occupancy is often seasonal. The numbers can be great during maybe those 4 months of high season. They can be dreadful during the 4 months of low season, and maybe mediocre during the shoulder seasons in between. You have to be able to manage a reserve fund to float the property during the slow months. If the hotel is in a market that can only accommodate a low nightly rate, it's going to be very difficult to make the numbers work. If it's a luxury property that charges $300 to $500 per night, it could be, in fact, a very lucrative investment. Whatever you do, a hotel investment is an investment like any other. The numbers have to make sense. And don't get sucked in by the beautiful beach or the panoramic views. Live where you want to live, vacation where you want to vacation, and invest where the numbers make sense. You might be lucky enough to own hotel capacity in a location that you actually want to visit. And if that's the case, that's great. So in the meantime, have a spectacular day. Make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.